From the KEI Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, what Rocky, Rambo, and an auctioneer will have in common this October. We'll start tonight with big news for travelers leaving DFW Airport. Starting Monday, drivers from Uber and Lyft will be able to pick up passengers legally for the first time. The Dallas Morning News reports that the cheapest Uber fares from the airport to downtown Dallas will be $23 plus a $2 mandatory fee. The car sharing service have been carrying passengers from Love Field since June 1st. Here's a question. What would a do-it-yourself art center even look like? Not a glossy performance hall or museum, certainly. It might look more like Ash Studios, a few blocks away from Fair Park. KERA's Jerome Weeks reports there's a surprising amount of arts activity in this ramshackle former metal working shop.
Visit Ash Studios in the day, and this is what you may hear. Inside a prefab shed, an industrial fan tries to lower the broiling heat. Artist Scott Shubin uses a winch to manhandle a steel beam and drop it in place as part of a sculpture. Fred Villanova.
In this case, my sculpture partner and collaborator is working on a medium-scale monument that's going to go out by Cowboy Stadium in Arlington. And so it'll be out there for about 3 years.
Villanova lives at Ash Studios. He paints here and basically runs it with Daryl Radcliffe. It's a working artist's studio, but he calls it collaborative and genre agnostic, meaning just about any art group can pop up here, collaborate with them, or rent the space. Come back a few nights later, and in that same shed, this is happening.
Mind on my money and the money on the mind. Get a little hungry, got the bullets for the nine times, I can die in my prime.
30 or 40 young people wander around dancing to DJs and rappers. 2 weeks ago, in this same space, Ash Studios hosted a puppet show. 2 weeks from now, it'll be House Party Theater presenting 3 short plays. And all this happens with paintings and drawings displayed on walls, and with sculptures out in the gravel-filled yard.
So it's kind of a do-it-yourself art center. A lot of folks may not feel comfortable in blue-chip art galleries that may seem kind of uninviting for whatever reason. So part of our mission is like, okay, come to our studio space for the show or the DJ event, but then we get to spoon-feed you art and art ideas and how the two can coexist.
Daryl Radcliffe says it's about making young people of color welcome around art.
I can think of having conversations with nonprofit arts executives in late 2010, and you hear a lot of, I don't know if there's an audience for the arts amongst young people of color in Dallas. You know, where are they? Where are the artists?
So it's gratifying, he says, to see hundreds showing up at Ash Studios these days. In the 70s, Villanova's father made the place into a commercial metal shop. After Villanova graduated from art school and lived in New York and Europe, he returned and bought it. In 2012, Radcliffe and Villanova began working together on Ash Studios. To call the space raw is almost a compliment. It's in a no-man's land of empty lots and warehouses. The yard is littered with half-finished artworks, a couch, the remains of an old bonfire. The whole compound is a ramshackle work in progress.
It's an artist's face. It's not pretty. It's beautiful.
And it's something of an old-style apprenticeship program. An educational side Radcliffe and Villanova hope to develop more. Joseph de la Garza is 20 years old, works a good job in his father's screen printing shop. But with a friend, de la Garza threw together tonight's hip-hop event in 6 days.
Fred, he holds it down for the city. Like, all us kids trying to throw a show, he's there for us. He gives us a good enough price. Us kids can throw shows and actually have a chance to book good artists.
More young people keep coming in through the door. The big draw tonight is a Brooklyn rapper named Ken Rebel, whose YouTube videos have gotten 500,000 hits. Tonight's hip-hop show, it's the very first one de la Garza has ever booked. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Saturday, Ash Studios hosts a music video release for a pair of North Texas funk artists. Get the scoop at artandseek.org. Finally, today, if you're obsessed with over-the-top, can't-get-enough of Cliffhanger and Totally Dig Demolition Man, Heritage Auctions hopes you've been saving your pennies. As KERA's Courtney Collins reports, the Dallas-based auctioneers today unveiled the treasure trove of Sylvester Stallone movie memorabilia they'll sell off this fall.
It ain't how hard you hit, it's how high you bid. From Rocky's motorcycle to Rambo's machete, there will be a little something for everyone at auction this October. Heritage posted a video on its website of the action star strolling through his memorabilia-filled storage unit.
This I can't believe. Let me try this on. How you doing? I don't know. Rocky's grown something.
Stallone is modeling Rocky's famous leather jacket, which fits a little tighter now than it did in 1976. Fans of the prize fighter can also bid on his boxing robe from Rocky IV and the gold, blood-stained trunks from his losing Rocky III fight with Mr. T.
They don't want a man like me to have the title because I'm not a puppet like that fool up there.
You know, you've got a big mouth, you know?
And if you're a higher caliber Stallone fan...
John Rambo, one man who's been pushed too far.
People who love Stallone's famous vigilante will have a lot of choices.
This is Rambo's last bag. He's walking down the street like that.
His army jacket, giant machete, and tunic are also up for bid. A portion of all the proceeds from this auction will benefit military charities. If you want to check stuff out before the bidding war, there's a preview in Dallas in September. That means you've got about 6 weeks to practice your left hook before deciding whether to take a swipe at Rocky's famous gloves.
Yo, Adrian! Adrian!
A line you might try yourself when the auctioneer shouts, "Sold." Courtney Collins, KERA News.
The evening brings us mostly clear skies, low around 75. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 98. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low near 77. It's about 96 degrees across the listening area. You can follow KERA News on Twitter or like us on Facebook. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.